Chapter 6. Kindness of Strangers. Archie dreamed he was in his loft, wrapped in blankets, warm and soft, with a woolen pillow under his head, safe and secure in his own cozy bed. In his sleep, he could almost taste the sweet donut with chocolate paste his mum often prepared before school. So delicious, it always made him drool. Suddenly, Archie heard a growl, as if a wolfhound, mean and foul, was lurking right under his sheet, eager to devour his toes and feet. He slid out of this eerie dream, his eyes following a sunbeam that dropped on a tasty tartlet resting on his bedside cabinet. The growling he heard in his sleep was no beast, but came from deep inside his own poor hungry tummy, craving for food, for something yummy. Archie sniffed and took a big bite, holding the pastry firm and tight. Not even the world's greatest treasure could have given him more pleasure. He ate it to the last crumb, licking the sugar from his thumb. Then his eye fell on a glass of juice, another gift he did not refuse. He downed the juice in one long slurp, ending his meal with a giant burp that thundered through the room, leaving in its wake a fruity perfume. Though the city had been cold and grim, the Browns had only been nice to him. They kindly fed him and kept him warm, in spite of him breaking Wes's arm. Archie, who felt his strength return, knew he now faced a new concern: to make amends with poor old Wes, whom he had caused so much distress. He got up and opened the door. To his right, he heard a loud snore. Mr. Brown fast asleep in his bed, with a funny nightcap on his head. Silently, Archie tiptoed down the stairs, squinting his eyes against the flares of bright light trespassing in the hall, leaping on him like a fireball. Then he heard the most cheerful voice, singing a song that made him rejoice. He opened the door and saw Mum Ant buttering scones with a happy chant. She noticed her guest walk in, wiped a little flour from her chin, and beckoned him to a wooden chair, waving a buttered spoon in the air.
"Did you sleep well, my dear boy? Do sit down, relax and enjoy a freshly baked scone with lemon curd. And tell me your story, word for word."
During his second helping of the day, Archie told how he had sneaked away from home to find this strange sphere, an adventure that led him here.
"If it wasn't for Wes, I'd be dead," Archie said slowly, bowing his head. "I never meant to hurt your son. I never meant to hurt anyone."
Mum Ant gave Archie a cuddly hug, making him feel snug as a bug in a rug.
"Poor boy, you must have been afraid, travelling on your own without aid. Your parents must be terrified, not knowing where you are,"
she sighed.
"We should get you home without delay. And by the way, please call me Fay."
Motherly Fay ran her hand through his hair and muttered,
"Your arrest was so unfair. Everyone could see it was just a fall, an accident, no planned attack at all."
"I agree,"
a soft and gentle voice said. Archie looked up and turned his head. In the doorway stood Fay's son, Wes, his face betraying no signs of distress. Wes smiled shyly and said, "Friends?" meanwhile extending his left hands.
"Sorry we can't shake the proper way. I hurt my right arms just the other day."
His remark swiftly broke the ice. Archie suddenly came to realize, no matter how great the dangers, one could still rely on the kindness of strangers.